أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما عاد فاستكبروا في الأرض بغير الحق وقالوا من أشد منا قوة أولم يروا أن الله الذي خلقهم هو أشد منهم قوة وكانوا بآياتنا يجحدون. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentioned how Allah had sent numerous Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam to the various nations to call them to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and to stay away from his disobedience and from disbelief in Allah Ta'ala. When however the people did not believe, Allah reminds the people of Makkah directly, and consequently all the people till the day of Qiyamah, if you disbelieve, then be aware that Allah's azab can come to you. And for the people of Makkah who used to undertake their business journeys, one in the summer and winter, one to the north towards Syria and one towards the south towards Yemen, and on their paths they used to see the ruins of the people who were destroyed by Allah Ta'ala, who had disbelieved, the people of Ad, the people of Thamud, etc. So Allah Ta'ala reminds them, فَأَمَّا عَادٌ So would you Ad, the nation of Ad, فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ Wo to غُرُور karne lage mulk mein, they became arrogant and proud on earth, بِغَيْرِ حَقْ na حَقْ without any reason whatsoever. وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةِ اور کہنے لگے کون ہے ہم سے زیادہ زور میں. He said, who is more powerful than us? They were a mighty and strong nation, and they regarded them, and this brought pride in them. They regarded themselves as the superpower of the time, and they also became very arrogant, and they said, nobody can stand in front of us. We are the mightiest, we are the strongest. But see what happened to them. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيَا أَدَيْكْتَ نَهِي Don't you see, especially the people of Makkah, and you pass by their ruins, أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ Allah, ke Allah jisne unko banaya, ke it is Allah who had created them, huwa ashaddu minhum quwwa, wo ziyada hai unse zor mein, that Allah is more powerful than them. Though, and whatever they had done, and their great achievements with their power which Allah had given them, it was all Allah given power, it wasn't their own. And Allah's power, Allah Ta'ala says in one other ayat, لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ That the creation of the heavens and the earth is even more greater than man. So Allah, who is the creator of man, the heavens and the earth, what isn't the power of Allah Ta'ala? Haven't they seen the power of Allah Ta'ala? وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ اور تھے ہماری نشانیوں سے منکر. And the ruins that you see and the destruction that became their lot, that was all in return of their falsifying and denying our clear signs and our ayat. Our manifestation was within themselves also. And then we send the Rasuls also. And all around them, from morning to night, all the time a person sees the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and yet he does not believe, and he openly renegades and goes against Allah, then these are the consequences. فَارْسَلْنَا عَلِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا فِي أَيَّامٍ نَحِسَاتٍ پھر بھیجے ہم نے ان پر ہوا بڑے زور کی کئی دن. Then we had sent upon them a very strong wind, and that was سَبْعَ لَيَالِيًا وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ For 7 nights and 8 days continuously, this very extremely strong wind we had sent, this tornado we had sent, لِنُذِيقَهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزِي فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا تاکہ چکھائے ان کو رسوائی کا عذاب دنیا کی زندگانی میں. So that we made them just taste also. That wasn't the complete, just the taste of the azab of Allah, the humiliating azab of Allah Ta'ala in this worldly life. That today we see, for example, how much in the world the tornadoes that are coming, the amount of snow that is falling, and the amount of natural punishments like earthquakes, etc. Man, with all his signs, cannot detect it, cannot stop it in the least, but he has got no power in front of that. And in this way he is humiliated, that he thinks we've got earthquake detectors, we have got volcanoes, when they're going to erupt. But if that was the case, then why is the destruction still coming everywhere with regard to all these things? So Allah humiliates them in what they claim, that we have got knowledge about everything, with their satellites everywhere, and they're knowing everything, yet they cannot save themselves from these punishments of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْزَى. Or akhirat ke azab mein to puri ruswai hai. And they will be much more humiliated and disgraced in the punishment of the year after, when in front of all Allah Ta'ala will disgrace and humiliate them. وَهُمْ لَا يُنصَرُونَ. Or unko kahi madad nahi. And they won't get help from anything. They can make an alliance of the countries of the world to fight the Muslims, etc. But there won't be anyone to stand with them. وَأَمَّا ثَمُودِ. Or wo jo Thamud the, and that other great nation, very mighty and powerful nation, the people of Thamud. فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ. So humne unko raah batlai. We had guided them also. We gave them clear signs of our guidance. We showed them in every way our existence, our qudrat, our favors upon them. فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. Phir unko khush laga andha rehna raah soojne se. But then they preferred to stay blind overseeing. And this is very sad, that a person Allah shows a person the path. Allah even gives him iman. He sees Allah, but still he renegades against Allah. He does not fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Allah showed him everything, and that how beautifully Allah has depicted the reality of a person, that a person himself prefers to be blind than seeing. Allah himself has shown him the truth. He knows what is the truth, but he prefers to be blind. He prefers to follow his nafs and his desires. He prefers to be blind. فَأَخَذَتْهُمْ صَائِقَةُ الْعَذَابِ الْهُونَ. Phir pakra unko karakne wa zillat ke azab ke. Then we caught them in the punishment of a huge thunder which bolted them, and that also disgraced and humiliated them. Bima kanu yaksibun. Badla uska jo kamate the. And this was in return of their own doings. Allah did not make zulm upon them, that they prefer, when Allah showed them the path, and they prefer, and they saw it, they knew it, but they preferred to be blind overseeing, then that was the result, and that punishment had come to them. وَنَجَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. اور بچا دیا ہم نے ان لوگوں کو جو یقین لائے تھے اور بچ کر چلتے تھے. And we had given salvation and protection and security to those people who had brought iman, and those people who feared Allah and observed the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And this people of this dunya always regarded the people of iman as backwards. They don't know what's happening in dunya. They are very conservative. They belong to a very old age. They don't fit in this modern age of ours. But when Allah's help came, then they were the ones who were protected and were saved. And those who thought that they were very advanced, and with all the advancement and technology, they were totally destroyed by Allah Ta'ala. This ayats refer directly to the people of Makkah, but Quran Sharif is for all times, even for today. And we see the world is on a collision course. The world, with all the non-believers, are united against Islam and Muslims. And there is no real much choice that the Muslims have got in the present setup, with all the cunning and plotting of the non-believers, where they use Muslims against Muslims. But the time will come, and Allah is watching all this, when Allah will show this result, and they will be destroyed in a very humiliating way. This was Allah's system always. It is Allah's system today also, and Allah is in charge and in power even today. وآخر دعوانا